Hi, this is Dana Susan Beasley of AngelArts.biz. Welcome to your Brand Identity Quest online study course. This is module number one, create a vision of your brand in less than 24 hours. So why create a unique image or brand? Well, one of the most important components of a successful business, nonprofit, artistic promotion, or even career is branding. Branding distinguishes yourself from another business or person. It is essential in a competitive world, and our world is only getting more competitive with such high unemployment. Cheap and free is not always the best, and let me explain that to you. You see on the left with the dark purple card and the green rectangular box with the leaves, the ivy going down, that is a card, a mock-up card that I created using one of those cheap and free services. And you can see from that card that there's nothing special about it. It's only using a template. There's nothing special about my business name, Angel Arts. And the font size of the business name and my slogan there, Reach New Heights in Your Life and Beyond, and my name and my title and the address and all my contact information, it's all the same. There's nothing, no message that I'm getting from there. Basically, that's just a bunch of information. Now, contrast that with the card on the right that I custom designed and had printed. And by the way, the company that I used to print that really is very affordable. And later on in the course, I am going to be sharing with you my resource. So anyway, you can see on that card, the light purple card, that it has a memorable quality to it. Right away, you see my Angel Arts logo. It is actually an image. It has something special and unique to it. It's memorable, like I said. And then my website is in big letters. I wanted people to see that right away because I had a purpose in mind for this card before I designed it. I wanted to direct people to my website and to get them to sign up for my newsletter, which is why I have in the gray blended box free weekly inspirational living tips. I wanted people to go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. That is the purpose of this particular business card. And you also notice that I have my picture on it and my slogan is in the top right in different lettering. And so it all works together in a cohesive unit instead of the one on the left, which is really practically, for all purposes, boring. Now, let me just tell you a story about the business card here on the right that I designed and I had printed, again, through my favorite printing company that I'm going to share with you later. A few months back, I went to an event and I met the speaker afterwards and I gave her my card, this card that you're seeing here on the right. And as she looked at the card, I could see her eyes kind of widening, and I heard is something she would definitely remember. And that card is something that I'm proud of showing off. Now, the card on the left, that's something that I wouldn't be proud of showing off. It's just like I said, a bunch of information is all it is. Now, I have done these cheap and free versions in the past for other businesses, and I'm telling you that they're somewhere probably in a box buried very far, and maybe I'll find them someday, but I'm just going to throw them away because I don't have any pride in giving those out. And that is the problem with cheap and free cards and things like that. Brands are important because brands get noticed. Think about McDonald's. What two-year-old doesn't know what the symbol of the golden arches are? How about Starbucks? When you hear the word Starbucks, don't you want to go get some coffee and relax and kick back? We are surrounded by brands on a daily basis, and we're also used to them being completely tied together. A few months back, my family and I went to our local A&W, and I noticed that every single element tied together perfectly. You had the signage, you had the building itself and the signage and the walls and the decor on the walls, the seats, the hamburger wrappers, everything fit perfectly together. The menu where you ordered your food, it was all cohesively tied together, and we're used to that. So when we encounter something that is less than cohesive and consistent, we automatically get our guard up. And it builds a lack of trustworthiness. So that is the importance of branding, is that it builds trustworthiness and credibility. Now, the other thing is that if your business is not important to you, it will be reflected in your image. This is going to hurt your business in the long run. If you have a poorly constructed logo or a logo based on clip art that has nothing to do with a particular message you want to get across to a target market, your prospects are not going to take you seriously, and this is going to hurt your profits. Now, the opposite is true. If your business is important to you, it will be reflected in your image. And what does that mean? That means that you get serious profits, you're in business seriously, and you have serious branding that reflects the essence of who you are, your personality. Now, how do you go about that? It takes thorough analysis and strategic implementation, and most of all, specialized knowledge in the process of graphic design. And I have great news for you. That is why I've created this course, is to help you through that process, for you to come up with a sizzling brand that's going to help you get noticed and to increase your bottom line. Now, let me share with you a little bit about how I started this course. Years ago, back in the 90s, I worked for the Navigators, a Christian organization here in Colorado Springs, and I was a graphic designer. And in working with clients, I noticed that they didn't know the process of design. And this would result in frustration, in increased money, in increased costs, I should say, for the project. And sometimes it resulted in dissatisfaction with the product itself. And so also at that time, I had some opportunities to work either one-on-one with clients for consulting on design or in a group setting, and I discovered that I really enjoyed being a trainer and consultant. And so therefore I had this idea of starting a course to share my graphic design secrets. Now, at the time in this corporate environment, I was kind of laughed at, and no, couldn't do that. So I laid that dream aside, and life happened. You know, I resigned that position, I got married, I had a child, all that kind of thing. And now, a couple years ago, with the downturn in the economy, I really saw a need for this course because so many people are unemployed and they're turning to self-employment. I really saw self-employment and having your own business as a way out of these bad times and a way to help people reach for dazzling futures. And also, I saw the internet as the new gold rush. I firmly believe this. I really want to help people stake their claim and make a name for themselves. And I've also seen cheapening logos out there. Everybody thinks that they're a graphic designer and they, you know, just get this software, or they go to this online site and get this clip art, or they go to this template and bing bang, they're done, they've got their logo, and that's supposed to reflect their brand. Well, through that, there has been a great deal of lessening of design standards. So what I did was I set out to share graphic design secrets so your marketing would be set above your competition, that you would be set apart as a professional, and therefore you would get noticed above the crowd. Now, who am I? Well, obviously you've guessed, and I am a graphic artist. I have been doing graphic arts for over 17 years, and here lately, in the last 3 to 5 years, I have been doing internet publishing, especially ebooks. And therefore, I have delved into the realm of internet marketing and learned everything that I could. And not just learn it, I mean, turn around and apply it immediately. And also, I am a homeschooling wife and mother. And that is a huge part of my life. In fact, that is why, and you'll find out later, that is why I do what I do, because I have to stay at home to be with my child. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the work that I've done so you know that I'm not some crazy person out there, but I've got the knowledge behind what I said, because as the saying goes, you know, you can walk the talk or whatever. I'm really, my knowledge has a lot of experience from over the years. Now, this first banner you see, this was a web banner titled The Sakura Project. I did that for a delightful gentleman I connected through Facebook, and his granddaughter is named Sakura, and Sakura means cherry blossoms. And he is creating this internet marketing training site mainly for senior citizens who want to become independent and learn how to do internet marketing. And so I created that for him, and he was extremely delighted with what I did. Now, the bottom pictures you see are a postcard front and back, and I did that for a local candidate here running for commissioner. And her opponent did this postcard that was much bigger, and it was just full of text. There was nothing to distinguish it. And so when I did this design for this candidate with the help of a committee, you know, making suggestions of what they wanted it on and all that stuff, they were so thrilled because what I did just blew the competition away. In fact, this job started out as a volunteer. I really believe in this candidate and I want to see her win. But they were so thrilled with what I did, they ended up paying me. So this is just a little bit of an example of how I create art that rises above the competition and art that does indeed get noticed. Now, here's a few other things that I've done over the years. Now, the balloon logo there on the left top, Colorado Balloon Classic, I did that for a contest in 2007, and I won. It was kind of funny because I decided at the last minute to do this contest, and I threw this design together and two others, and I went to the office where this company is 15 minutes before the deadline, and I just handed them the packet with my designs and went on. And then I found out I won. Well, the owner and the assistant told me that before I showed up that day, they were very discouraged because they didn't like any of the logos that they had received. And so when I showed up with my three designs that they liked, all of them, they wanted to run out after me and say, "You won, you won, you won," but they didn't want to scare me. So they just sent me the typical form letter that I won and so forth. Well, my prize was riding in a balloon. Now, I took my company, Angel Arts, to new heights that day, that's for sure. But anyway, with that logo, you see the mountain silhouettes? I created a special process of doing that kind of art, and I'm going to demonstrate that to you later on in the course. So that is just one example of how my logos definitely get noticed. Now, on the right where it says Dreams to Reality, I created that logo and I created the book cover. And when you know, look at it on Amazon where it is, it just really does stand out against all the other cover designs, because to me, a cover is a piece of art. And so I want it to be so beautiful that you want to hang it up on a wall. Now, the Daily Walk magazine is a cover that I made, a magazine that I designed when I worked for the Navigators, and that is a design that I had done rebranding for them, and I did the logo and I did a total new cover. Now, when I heard that the printer who does the Daily Walk magazines was very impressed when, you know, this design came through, because they had seen the same thing over and over and over again for years. Now, the Christmas in the Pines logo that you see in the middle, that's one that I did for an art show, and I made it very distinguishable and very pretty because it was in a very exclusive area of town. And then the logo that you see on the right, Praise Rocks, that is a logo that I did for my son's school a long time ago. And I did the t-shirts, and I did the invitations, and I did the programs. I did it all. And that event was very special, and I'm very glad that I was able to be involved. They were all very pleased with that. So that is just an example of some of the work that I've done that by no means reflects all of it. It would take probably, well, it'll take a long time to show you all the work that I've done. So anyway, just to show you that indeed I have the experience and the expertise to pass on to you so that you can create sizzling brands for yourself. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my journey. I am one who is always reaching for new heights. I love new challenges, and I have big dreams, or I have had big dreams in the last 20 years. But there have been many obstacles. For instance, a few years ago, my husband and I got caught up in the whole economy, bad economy, with the foreclosure of a rental property. And at the time, it was devastating. But it was a time that made me do a lot of soul searching. And I realized that I had to stop making my business a hobby, that I had to make a commitment to it and be serious about it. And I can remember it was on the 4th of July. And I said to myself, you know what? I declare independence. Financial independence. I'm not going to be dependent on one paycheck, because also at the time my husband's paychecks were being delayed, and so we were really struggling to make ends meet. And I determined I wasn't going to be dependent on the government. I was going to be financially independent through my small business. And I also determined that at the same time I was going to be independent financially, I was going to be dependent on God, because they're two sides of the same coin. I have to be dependent on God to do this. And in fact, He has done so many changes into me. This has been a journey of embracing my dreams and pushing myself step by step. I've learned everything I could about internet marketing. I decided, instead of getting a master's degree, like I had a dream long ago about that I was going to go to school in internet marketing. And I realized that there is so much to learn. It's so incredible. And more so, it's truly a journey of faith that I've been on as I reach for the destiny that God has for me. Up until even a year ago, I didn't believe that I could be an entrepreneur, that I could do this. But God has taken me step by step by step until I finally have embraced who He has made me to be. Now, along the way, I've discovered that one of my passions is to help aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners create dazzling features for themselves by showing them how to develop brands that get noticed. I am passionate about passion-centered branding. Now, here's what you can expect from this course. You can expect step-by-step guidance. I'm going to be with you every step of the way and how to make this brand, including software tutorials. You will get easy to understand instructions and professional materials. I put a lot of time and care into everything that I do for you. And this includes interactive PDF lessons where you can actually type in the document itself. It includes bonus videos that you will have for each module that goes through a case study of a brand in progress. And I will always tell you plenty of examples and stories. In fact, I love telling stories. It's one of my passions. So I like to tell you stories about my experience that will help illustrate and help you learn better. And of course, just like this presentation you're seeing now, you can expect screencast presentations. Now there will be 14, or there are 14 online webcast videos, and with each video you get a handout and you have 24/7 access to these modules. That's what I love about this membership site software. It's so wonderful. And you will have opportunities to expose your brand once it's done. So you will find out more about that later on as you get into this course. And like I said before, you will see a case study of a brand in progress, and I will give you screencast software tutorials so that you will know exactly how to manipulate the software. And you will have actionable assignments. Now, this is really important to me. I believe that if you're taking a course, you should be able to turn around and implement it immediately. And that is what I help you to do step by step, and it builds sequentially. So in every module, there is an actionable assignment. And you will also get MP3 audio so that you can listen to it. I'm really trying to accommodate all kinds of learning styles. Now, as a homeschool teacher to my son, I have to do that because he is a kinesthetic learner. So I want to do that for you too. I want to be able to accommodate several different learning styles. And I also know as a teacher that if you learn something in different learning styles, then you learn it a whole lot better. So that's just a little bit about what you can expect. Now, let's talk about effective brands. What is an effective brand? An effective brand is a consistent image across all mediums. It is a well-constructed brand based on your unique passions and gifts and targeted to your chosen market. It is strategic brand marketing. It's not just buying clip art and putting it up on a website and hoping people will think it's cute and click on you. It's making yourself an expert by presenting your company in the best possible light, in a professional light. This builds trust and credibility. Now hang on, I need to take a little sip of water. Because an effective brand, the perception equals reality. Or in other words, the expectations that you're putting out there with the image of your brand is the experience of your prospect market. There's no difference between that. And I will explain that later a little farther on in the course. Now, I am passionate about purpose-driven marketing. What is that? What is purpose-driven marketing? Purpose-driven marketing is based on your passions, and it's based on reaching an ultimate end goal. It's operating from your why. But it's practical purpose-driven marketing. A while back, I had put a comment on Carrie Wilkerson's blog, who is one of my favorite gurus, shall I say. And I told her that finding your passions was very important in finding a business. Well, she wrote back, "Yeah, but you could have a passion for unicorns and that's not going to make any difference." But what I'm going to be presenting to you in this module and in the modules to come, it isn't a fantasy. It's based on your unique combination of passions, vision, skills, talents, and much more. That's why I've given you a complete assessment in this first lesson. That's what we're going to be doing in this module. The more clarity you have about your passions and your callings, the more successful your business is going to be. It will be on target. Because when you know your why, you can pull your target market in, not push them. This is attraction marketing, and it's more effective. And the other thing I want to say here is, you know what? I remember back when I transitioned from full-time career work to stay-at-home mom and now to work-at-home mom, it took me a while to be motivated. And how do you show up every day when there's not some whip over you from a boss saying, do this, do that? Well, I have discovered It's because I show up on a daily basis because I have an internal motivation driving me. And this purpose-driven marketing also drives you and gets you to do the work. You know, when you're a stay-at-home or a work-at-home or a small business owner, you don't have a boss telling you what to do, but you learn how to motivate yourself, and knowing your why really helps in this. So let me talk about strategy versus tactics. I learned this through another one of my favorite gurus named Ray Edwards. He did the sales copy for Chicken Soup for the Soul and a lot more. He's worked with very well-known writers and internet marketers. Anyway, he talks about strategy versus tactics. Tactics is the specific marketing methods you use to get the word out about your company. Strategy is the end goal you want to achieve with this marketing. For instance, to establish yourself as an expert is a way to stand out above your competition. This is the strategy. You want your audience to come to you because you have branded yourself as an expert. Writing a book and making it available on Amazon, making videos, and posting articles on your blog are all tactics that you use to reach that goal. Now, I've realized that my strategy is this. I need to show my prospects that they really need me. It's kind of like falling in love. I've often heard it said that it's the person you can't live without that's the right match. I've certainly experienced that, but I can look back and remember what drew my husband to me, and vice versa. I demonstrated to him that he really needed me, and he demonstrated to me that I really needed him. Now, writing gold nuggets of information in my e-zine, blogs, videos, and articles are the tactics I use to meet this goal. Now, our purpose here is to uncover your authentic identity. How can you do that if you don't have a vision of yourself and your life? And if you don't know your callings? Getting clarity on your why, like I said before, will help you develop your marketing message, which can be encapsulated into your brand image. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my experience with a career assessment I had years ago back when I worked for the Navigators. They had this fabulous career assessment seminar that lasted all weekend, and I had to answer question upon question and take many tests. And at the end, it resulted in me discovering my callings. Now, it didn't just take me one weekend. I did all the work in one weekend, and then it took me at least 6 months of discovery to find what my callings were. And then I developed what I call a calling chart, and I'm going to show it to you later on. Now, after I did this, after I simply identified, I believe I started with 5 major callings, my life started changing. And it wasn't even that I started pursuing these callings. It really was that these opportunities started coming to me. For instance, one of my callings that I proclaimed or that I realized was that I'm called to be a wife and a mother. And I didn't have a prospect in sight. I had no idea how that was going to happen. But I wrote down that my calling was to be a wife and mother. Well, it wasn't a month later that I had an opportunity to meet my husband. And then about 3 years later, I was married. And then a couple years later, after that, I had my child. So that's an example of being able to identify your callings, and then the opportunities start showing up. And I found that when I acted on them, I experienced growth and change, and my dreams became bigger. Before this, I was floundering, and I was kind of stumbling through life, and I've made big mistakes. But then when I realized my callings, I started making wise decisions, and I started to be able to say no to opportunities and to say yes to opportunities. And it really gave me a framework to pursue my future, to pursue my dreams, really. Because without vision, people perish. That's what the Bible says. And it's so True, and it's just, I think it's so sad that there's so many people just walking around without any vision, without any hope, especially young people. You know, if you're a young person looking or listening to this or watching this, it's so important to get a vision for your life. You know, maybe it won't exactly turn out the way you think, but, and I'm pretty much guarantee you that it will not turn out the way that you think at first, but you've got to have a vision, you've got to have dreams, or you're not going to go anywhere in life. Now, what if you are a young person and you don't know what you want to be when you grow up? Well, maybe you're 75 and you don't know what you want to be when you grow up. That's okay. Just think of what makes you happy when you talk about it. What makes your eyes light up? What makes you want to do a dance in the kitchen when you've accomplished something? And I say that because I've actually done that. And in a reverse way, what do you dread? What is it that you're procrastinating and why? Let me just tell you again, storytelling time. Last January, I was working on a book, and yes, it was about branding, but it was to an audience that I really didn't care about, and furthermore, I didn't really believe in this particular business. And I realized after I was done with this book that it was a whole lot of stress. I wasn't excited about it. I didn't want to shout to the world, hey, I wrote this book, you've got to go see it. Even though I did my best and it's a really good book and I designed it, I designed the cover, I designed the insides and it's on Amazon. I don't really care about this. So, you know, and I realized it was a lot of stress and I had to take steps to disentangle myself from this partnership that I was in that I created this book for. And that what I really needed to concentrate was on this course and the other dreams that I have after I get some of my brand Identity Quest products out there. So that is a little story to tell you about the difference between following your passions and doing something that just causes you stress and drains your energy. Now, experience is the best teacher. If you don't know what you're gifted at, try a bunch of different things. Now, maybe you'll succeed and maybe you won't. But the point is, you tried. Now, that is success in my book. Because I believe that everyone has a calling in life. We all have been given a certain amount of gold, if you will, to invest in ourselves and in others. For me, I have found that I have several talents, several callings, like I said. The question is, what will we do with these talents? Will we, like the parable of the talents Jesus talks about in Scripture, are we going to bury our gold because we're afraid? What kind of honor does that show him? Now, starting a business, supporting your family, being self-reliant, to me, those are all doing good works. I can't help anyone if I am in poverty. I have never seen a poor person hire someone. And I can't help somebody if I'm, you know, in that state. And, you know, really, it's a state of mind. And I've been there, and I'm climbing out of it with God's help by living out His callings in my life. And that is my hope for you, that you will reach for your dazzling future by discovering your callings and living them on a daily basis. I have learned that in order to achieve my dreams, I have to believe in myself. Why wouldn't I believe in myself when I am a child of God? He created me. I am created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Ephesians 2:10. I am God's poema, His masterpiece. Poema is the Greek word there in that verse. He created me to be an entrepreneur, and I am just now truly embracing this. I am living out my callings on a day-by-day basis. Like I said, I'm a wife and mother, I'm doing publishing, I'm involved in people development. I mean, this course is all about helping people grow. And I'm an entrepreneur, internet marketer. Those are the callings. In fact, back when I was doing that calling chart and thinking about my callings, I realized, and this is so freeing, I did not have to have one job. One job did not define me. At that time, my job was graphic arts. And 40, 50, 60 hours a week in graphic arts, well, it was actually almost made me disabled. But other than that, it was not my passion full time. And so I realized that I had this vision for my life where I went from calling to calling. And part of it was being wife and mother, and other parts of it was doing publishing, and then there was people development. And there's so much more that I want to do, but in my season, you know, in this season of my life, I've had to put them aside for now. But these are the essence of my callings.